Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon condemns killing of Charlie Kirk, calls for end to political violence. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Charlie Kirk, the 31-year-old founder of conservative youth group Turning Point USA, was shot and killed Wednesday while giving a speech at Utah Valley University. Witnesses said Kirk was struck in the neck while answering audience questions. Police have not yet identified a suspect, though the investigation is ongoing. Governor Mark Gordon joined national leaders in condemning the violence. Gordon said, "I and all of Wyoming condemn today's tragic killing of Charlie Kirk. Our country's greatness is founded in the rights guaranteed to us in the Constitution. As citizens, we must take this moment to reaffirm our commitment to protecting our ability to speak openly on our views without fear. Political violence must never be tolerated. We, as a nation, are diminished because of this senseless act." Tributes also poured in from President Trump and Turning Point leadership, who called Kirk a legendary figure and praised his role in galvanizing young conservatives. Kirk is survived by his wife, Erica, and their two children. Community invited to honor heroes at 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb. The community is invited to come together today for the 5th annual 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb at Thunder Basin High School. The event begins at 6 p.m. with registration opening at 5 p.m. Participation is free, but organizers will accept donations to help fund future memorial events. The stair climb honors the sacrifice of first responders who gave their lives during the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, when nearly 3,000 people were killed in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania. This week marks the 24th anniversary of the tragedy, a day that forever changed the course of American history. For those who want to show their support without taking on the full stair climb, organizers are also offering a walk around the Thunder Basin track. Community members of all ages are encouraged to participate as Gillette pauses to remember and reflect on the lives lost and the resilience shown in the wake of the attacks. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.